From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. According to a Pew Research study, more Americans are worried about their finances in retirement than they were a few years ago, as the Great Recession was coming to an end. And it's not just baby boomers that are concerned they're not saving enough, but 40% of adults say they're not confident they'll have enough money to get through retirement. Recognizing this growing concern, AARP Wisconsin and AARP Minnesota are trying to help people better plan for retirement. Here today to talk about retirement and an upcoming presentation on financial security is Lisa Lampkins. She's a Federal Issues Advocacy Director for AARP Wisconsin, and Seth Buffelli. He's a Communications Director for AARP Minnesota. I'm wondering if, Lisa, maybe you can first talk about when you're talking with people across Wisconsin, I mean, do they actually seem more concerned about planning for retirement than they had been in the past?
You know, we definitely are hearing that, Maureen. People are worried. And even if they've been saving and are getting close to retirement, folks are very concerned that they are not going to have enough, particularly to live independently throughout their retirement. In fact, we know that about 7 in 10 Americans think it's harder to retire now than it was for previous generations. So, you know, AARP is really trying to do our part to make sure that people understand, you know, what's going on, what they need to do, some steps they can take, some policies and some opportunities that can happen legislatively, and to make sure that people can save enough to remain happy and healthy and all that good stuff in retirement.
And why is it that people are more concerned? I mean, 7 in 10, 70% of people that we live with.
That's a lot. Well, you know, we've really gone through some rough economic times recently, and that has people worried, and they're feeling the effects of it. So many people have gone to, workplace, basically, retirement plans that are 401ks. The value of those 401ks have gone down. People saw their savings plummet. Housing values have gone down. So all of those things that people have traditionally relied upon for retirement are hurting, and people are really feeling the impact of that.
And Seth, what about the fact that, you know, people are also living longer and maybe expecting more and wanting to do more within their retirement years?
I think that's true. You know, longevity is a big thing about it, especially when it comes into healthcare costs. You know, I don't think the average person factors in how much of their retirement income is going to go towards healthcare. And obviously, the longer you live, the longer that those expenses mount up. Just to piggyback on something Lisa said, you know, when you think about, you know, our parents' generation, our grandparents' generation, you know, when they went into retirement, they really went in with three strong legs. Most of them had pensions. About 6 in 10 had a pension. They had their own private investments, and they had Social Security. So you really had three streams of income. And, you know, over the years, pensions have all but gone away. I think only about 1 in 10 workers, at least in Minnesota, has access to a pension. That's been replaced with 401ks. A lot of those lost value the last 5 or 10 years. And even those are starting to go away. We look in Minnesota, about 4 in 10 workers, about 1 million people in the state of Minnesota, don't even have access to a retirement plan that they can invest their own money into. Forget about, you know, a defined benefit. To forget about even an employer contribution. There's about 1 million people that don't even have a plan that they can put their own money, whatever they have, to invest into.
Is it the same situation in Wisconsin, Lisa?
It is very close. We have about 1.5 million people in Wisconsin that don't have any access to sort of a workplace savings kind of program. And we do know that, you know, people want to save and find it much easier to save when they have access to it through the workplace. If you're like me, I've got that extra $20 in my purse and it's burning a hole in my pocket and I, you know, want to spend it on a cup of coffee. But if it goes automatically from my paycheck into, you know, some kind of retirement savings plan, then you really don't miss it as much. And, you know, studies have shown over and over again that people are more likely to save if they have access to it in the workplace.
Are there major barriers, besides obviously financial, that really prevent employers from offering their employees pensions?
I think so, especially for smaller employees or smaller employers. You know, a small business goes out there and they could look at a lot of different plans. At the end of the day, a lot of them are more expensive than is worth it. And even the ones that are affordable, the return on the investment might not be worth it. So this is really a bind, I think, not just for employees, but employers too, because, you know, a lot of small business owners, even though they might only have 5 employees, they want to do what's right for them. They want to help them. You know, they want to keep them. And especially as an employee gets older, you know, they're looking for those retirement savings vehicles are almost as important as, you know, what their monthly paycheck is.
You know, we've been hearing a lot about, obviously, baby boomers are retiring. They're approaching retirement. There's all sorts of research coming out now how that's going to affect the job market. But how will that be affecting maybe pension plans or just in people like you and helping people plan for retirement?
Well, we're certainly seeing an increased demand for more information around how can I plan for retirement. You know, it's something that everybody, thinks about, but very, very few of us have actually taken that extra step of using retirement planning calculators or figuring out when is the best time to take my Social Security benefits. You know, how much money will I need when it comes to healthcare? Seth had mentioned healthcare costs. That's a huge component. In fact, for many retirees, it's nearly 20% of their income gets spent on healthcare costs. That often does not get factored into sort of what do I need to live on when it comes to retirement. So we're really seeing an increase in the need for kind of education and helping people plan and figure out what they need when it comes to retiring.
You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCullum. Today, we're talking about planning for retirement. I'm joined by two representatives, one from AARP Wisconsin, one from AARP Minnesota. Lisa Lampkins is the Federal Issues Advocacy Director for AARP Wisconsin, and Seth Buffelli is the Communications Director for AARP Minnesota. I talked about at the beginning about how there's almost been this shift in concerns for retirement. This Pew Research Center study found that before the Great Recession, baby boomers, people aged about 55 to 60, said they were very concerned about retirement. After the Great Recession, I think it said 53% of adults ages 63 to 40 were the most concerned about retirement. Why has there been this shift, and what exactly does that mean?
I mean, I think it's good news. The younger that somebody starts to think about it, the better it is. There might be some bad news inside of that, in that I think if you ask those 30 and 40-year-olds whether or not they thought Social Security was there for them, a lot of them would say no. Now, that's another myth that we're trying to dispel, because Social Security is very strong, and there are kind of common sense solutions to extending the life of the trust fund another 50, 75 years that will make it, you know, people in their 30s and 40s can absolutely rely on it. So I think maybe some of that concern comes from younger folks who are saying, I have to have my own plan because I don't necessarily trust that sort of the government safety net is going to be there for me. But I think the last 10 years have been a wake-up call for everybody. They've been a wake-up call for people who were on the cusp of retiring and maybe still be back in the workforce trying to recoup those losses in their 401ks. But, you know, life gets busy in your 30s and 40s, and you have kids, and you worry about promotions, and you worry about, you know, healthcare and paying for college. And we see this a lot with kind of our new members. They turn 50. They kind of see the horizon. They look forward to being able to do something other than just, you know, punch a clock. And when they look at where they are savings-wise, they realize pretty quickly that it's going to take – that retirement's a lot more expensive than they had thought it was going to be.
So beyond, you know, maybe people thinking about retirement early, are workers doing things much differently or making maybe drastic changes in order to plan for retirement, Lisa?
You know, we haven't really seen that. In fact, we have a pretty big savings gap right now in terms of what people would need to live comfortably in retirement and what they have actually saved. And I think that's why we've seen some renewed focus around Social Security. Seth talked a little bit about the three legs of the retirement stool. Social Security really is one of the strongest. And as people are having less savings, they're relying on Social Security more and more. In fact, 30% of Wisconsin seniors rely on Social Security for all of their retirement income. And we're not talking about a lot of cash here. The average benefit in Wisconsin is about $15,300 a year. So that's not a lot to live on if that's the only income that you have coming in. So we're seeing people really recognize the need to protect Social Security because they know they're going to need it. And that's where a little bit of that sort of what Seth was talking about, what's crazy is some of the younger folks will say things like, oh, well, it's not going to be there for me. And then when you tell them, oh, did you realize that the Social Security age at which you, you know, can take your full benefits has gone up? A lot of times people will say, well, what? You mean I have to wait a couple more years to get those benefits? So it's so ingrained in terms of a family income protection program that we really do have to make sure it's there, not only for the people who are getting those benefits now, but, you know, for people down the road, for those future generations who will rely on it.
And I guess regardless of, you know, what the Social Security program will look like in 50 years, it can never hurt to actually have another retirement plan, which I guess is kind of what this all boils down
Absolutely.
to.
Absolutely. I mean, Social Security really provides that base, that sort of guaranteed floor of income that everybody needs, but it's not enough. And it was never designed to be enough. So it's very important to have some of those other components. And, you know, that's why we're trying to get out and talk to people a little bit about some things that could happen legislatively to help people save. Both Wisconsin and Minnesota state legislatures are looking at ways to design some programs to help people save in the workplace, because we know Social Security is not enough and people need to have some other options as well to augment that.
And Seth, Minnesota's had more luck in this legislation. I'm wondering if you could talk about the Minnesota Secure Choice Act.
We are very hopeful to have something passed into law in the next hopefully days, maybe a couple of weeks here. But when we looked at it, and it's not just AARP, we're in a coalition of a number of groups, but the goal is to increase savings, and really to do that, you have to increase access. We looked at studies that showed that for every 10 people who have access to a workplace savings plan, seven out of 10 take advantage of it. And so that we felt that was the most effective place to address it. We also knew we had about 1 million people who didn't even have one of those plans. So what this, the Minnesota Secure Choice Act is it creates a study. And the study is going to look at, one, kind of further defining this retirement savings gap that sort of anecdotally we know exists in Minnesota, but we need kind of some more facts to kind of to round that picture out. And then it also look in the into the feasibility of really standing up the state to stand up a private savings plan. And so the way this would work wouldn't be a state-run pension program. It would work a lot like the 529 college savings plan, where the state kind of invests the money to kind of stand this up, but it's managed privately. People who don't have access at work can invest their own money voluntarily. You get to choose whether or not to take place in it. And you could have, you could take, like Lisa said, you can take that $20 right out of your paycheck and put it right into your account. You don't have to kind of go find a financial advisor and invest in it. The other kind of great piece of it, too, is for those small business owners we talked about who maybe want to do something but just don't, can't find an affordable plan, they could even contribute into something like this, too. So it's passed through both the State House and the State Senate. It's in a conference committee right now, kind of just fine-tuning the study, how much it's going to cost, what the parameters are going to be. And we're hopeful that next year in 2015 we'll be able to go to the legislature, try to get it enacted, because this is something that we feel very strongly based on the fact that when these plans are available, people take advantage of them, that this will be something to start to move that dial back in the other direction.
And Lisa, here in Wisconsin, a similar piece of legislation actually failed within the legislature this year.
Right. There was the Wisconsin Private Secure Retirement Act that was introduced, but nothing happened this session. But we are very confident it's going to come back next session. And ours is similar in the sense that it's to encourage people who don't have any access to a, you know, a workplace savings vehicle. What the Wisconsin version would do, though, is basically set up a parallel system to the Wisconsin retirement system. So that's our, you know, the state sort of pension plan. There would be a parallel system for people in private businesses who could, again, voluntarily contribute money. It's a feasibility study to, again, look at, you know, what could happen, how would this work. It would could be invested. The money would be invested by the State of Wisconsin Investment Board, really sort of two parallel tracks for workers in private businesses who are looking for that savings plan.
You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Today, we're talking about planning for retirement. My guests are Seth Buffelli, he's the Communications Director for AARP Minnesota, and Lisa Lampkins, she's a Federal Issues Advocacy Director for AARP Wisconsin. At this point in time, how much do people need to plan for retirement?
Well, that really is, it's an individual question. I think it depends what you see yourself doing in retirement. And one of the first things that I know we have encouraged people to do is take a look at what do you want your retirement to be? Do you envision it traveling around the country or traveling around the world? Do you envision spending time at home? Do you envision doing some kind of work? You really need to sort of think about what is your vision, what are your dreams for retirement, and then figure out how much it would cost to fund that. And there are many, many different kinds of calculators that can help you figure out those things. AARP has a whole slew of – there's a retirement planning calculator. There's a Social Security benefits calculator. There's even a healthcare cost calculator. Hey, what's it going to cost me, if I do need some kind of healthcare? So all of those calculators are available on the, go to AARP.org website and you can find those calculators. But it really is important. I think the first step is to actually figure out, well, what do I want it to be? And then you can help figure out how much is it going to cost.
And I think as both of you mentioned before, often people don't plan for medical costs for the future. And I think you're trying to stress the importance of saving for, unplanned medical emergencies and whatnot.
Well, absolutely. And I know when we talk to a lot of younger people, they think, oh, okay, you turn 65, you go on to Medicare. Great, your health care is all covered, right? Cool, you finally have Medicare. Well, that is not true. I mean, Medicare, as anybody who actually is a Medicare beneficiary knows, you still have monthly premiums. There are deductibles. There are many costs still associated with even just having health care coverage. And then, again, if some major illness happens, healthcare costs are a very important part of what many older people and, frankly, people of all ages spend their money on these days.
So AARP Wisconsin, AARP Minnesota, together you're hosting a financial security summit May 12th, next Monday, here in La Crosse, and it's a free event basically to help people think more about planning for retirement. I'm wondering, Lisa, if you can explain what people who want to attend or may be interested in attending.
Sure. Well, and we'd love to invite people to come and join us. Both Seth and I will be there. We're going to talk about a variety of things. We'll cover some Social Security, especially taking a look at some of the options to keep that program strong for the future. And then we're going to talk about both of the legislative options in both Wisconsin and Minnesota. How can we improve workplace savings? We'll have a chance for our participants to talk, too. We're going to do some cool feedback, some instant polling things where we're asking people questions and they'll get a chance to see what the audience thinks immediately. We're going to talk about just some different financial planning questions and have tables and participants come up with some great ideas. And then we're going to try something a little fun with desserts and discussions, and people can go to different tables and check out, we'll have a table on cupcakes and caregiving or fruit and fraud watch or a whole variety of topics where people can come learn more about some financial security issues.
Lisa Lamkins is a Federal Issues Advocacy Director for AARP Wisconsin, and Seth Buffelli is Communications Director for AARP Minnesota. Today, we are talking about planning for retirement. Again, the Financial Security Summit is May 12th at 10 a.m. at the Radisson in La Crosse. You can find a link to register for the summit at our website, wpr.org/newsmakers. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Mary Meehan Stroob, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at wpr.org/newsmakers. Our site also has archives of other recent editions of this show, and if you'd like to share your comments or make a suggestion for future shows, you'll find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/newsmakers. For updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more, like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers.